Mr. Lee Byron is going to come and read Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Thank you.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree that from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one unto his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Our second reading is also from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. We'll ask Mrs. Sandra Miller, please, to come forward and to read verses 8 to 14.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel says unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Amen.
Well, we're going to have a poem at this stage, and Margaret is going to come forward, please. Thank you.
This poem is called Christmas. As Christmas time draws near us, our minds would often stray to a stable full of cattle and a manger filled with hay. There's a baby lies in stillness with a heart of tender love. 'Tis none other than the Saviour sent to earth from heaven above. But as we look around us, our eyes would fill with tears for the broken hearts and ruined lives and many wasted years, when even friends and family neglect God's gift of grace. And as of old, so it is now, for him they find no place. Dear Lord, help us remember the reason of your birth, to bring a young and old alike peace, goodwill on earth, and grant us just a tiny part in this great work to share, to show to others all around that you for them still care. And one verse from 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. What a gift. Free gift. Without money and without price. You know, at this season of the year, we all get gifts and it costs us money. But here's a gift. It's free to all. All can come and accept that gift. The one who paid it all, Calvary. It cost us none. But it cost him everything when he died on the cross. Maybe someone's here tonight and they've never accepted that gift. Why not accept it tonight? It doesn't cost you anything. Just accept it. Trust Christ as your Saviour. Repent of your sins. And you can go out that door rejoicing in that unspeakable gift. Amen.
We're going to have another poem at this stage. We'll ask Mrs. Pamela Hepburn if she would come forward. Thank you.
Well, boys and girls, many days have we left? Many sleeps? Two? I am so excited. Have you got loads and loads and loads of presents under your tree? Have you not? Well, then you should come to my house, because I have. And I can't wait to get them opened. John has to keep me away from them, because I'd be trying to shake them and what's in that? But you know, he keeps me away from them. So that's why I can't wait to Christmas morning, see what's in. So mummies and daddies, you've all your gifts bought and everything? Yeah? I haven't. I still have to go. But anyway, I was just thinking about Christmas and I was talking to a wee girl. And I said to her, your Christmas tree up? Yes. All the decorations? Yes. Have you anything in the house that talks about Christmas? I have. A wee picture even of a wee stable and a wee baby. And she said, no, I don't think we have. And I said to her, well, I have something here that you can take if you want it. It was a lovely wee ornament. And that's all it was a wee ornament. But it was a wee ornament, supposedly, of Joseph and Mary, and she was holding the wee baby. And do you know what she said to me? That's really beautiful. I really like that. But do you know, she says, I don't think we've any room for it. I don't think we've any room because the fireboard's all filled up and the hearth's all filled up and there's cards everywhere and I don't think there's any room. And I said, well, sure, that's okay. But it made me think. And I come on up home, it's different. Was up the stairs when I was looking for the Christmas decorations. And I thought to myself, I'll just take it with me. Because I think this needs to be read. And this is what it said. 'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care, in the hope that Jesus wouldn't stop there. The children were dressing to crawl into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing a head. And mum in her rocker, with baby on lap, was watching the TV show while I took a nap. When out in the east, there arose such a clatter that I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. And away to the window I ran like a flash and tore open the curtains and threw up the sash. When what should my wandering eyes behold? But angels, proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in a moment, this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning, just like he said. And though I possessed all worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried and saw when I saw him in spite of myself. In the book of life which he held in his hand was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name when he said, it's not here. My head hung in shame. The people whose names had been written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without sound, while the rest were left standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I had waited too long and thus sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I had been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all. When he came as a baby, there was no room for him to be born, no room in the inn. And John chapter 1 verse 11 says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, Jesus was born, Emmanuel, God with us. And he is with us. There was no room anywhere. Nobody wanted to know anything about him. The love of God for you and me, friends, tonight, the love of God for you and me is that he gave us his Son. And Jesus, who came willingly, suffered more than any one of us could ever imagine, so that we could be free of our sins and ready for heaven. He gives good gifts, all come from God, and he gives and gives and gives. And we take, you all have to admit it, we take, and it's him that gives all good things. But many of us don't want to give back in return, and it's just like the poem states, we'll not be ready when he does come, and I believe that won't be long. The first time he came as a baby long ago, he will be coming soon. The second time for those who have trusted him. And tonight, his Holy Spirit is here. I really believe that with all my heart. God is here in spirit. And he says to you, so listen and listen carefully. He says to you, now, right now, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Jesus loves you. He loves us all. And that's why he came the first Christmas day, to give you peace. The angels sang it. Peace and joy and love. And we can have that every day. I know there's bad circumstances and bitter circumstances, but I am standing here a witness for God because I have it. I've had troubles and trials, but I have the peace of God that passes all understanding down in my heart. And there's nobody can give you that. The world can't give it to you. Your best friend, your closest relation can't give it to you. Only God can give it. And that's why Jesus came that first Christmas day. Amen.
We're back to the Bible readings now, and James is going to come and read a few more verses from Luke chapter 2. Thank you.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from the shepherds into heaven, the shepherds says unto one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, as the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
We're going to ask Mrs. Rachel McClay to come now and to bring us our final scripture reading tonight. Thank you.
Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 32. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Amen.